We're in Philippians chapter 2 this time, and I want you to see the supreme sacrifice, the supreme letting go, but in order to receive a supreme gain. Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse 5, still the Apostle Paul writing, and he says, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. Remember, he is the same one who we learned in John chapter 1, Colossians chapter 1, that it was through Jesus that God created everything that's been created. Jesus, flesh, before he came into the earth through the young girl, Mary. Before Mary was even born, Jesus, God the Son, made all the world, was responsible for all of us being in existence because he created our first father and first mother. And through the process of procreation, is responsible for all of us being alive. That Jesus, he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death." Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is clear that God owns everything. The earth, he owns it. Everything in the earth, everything on the earth, he owns it. Gold, God owns it. He's the one who created it and put it here. Silver, he created it, put it here. Diamonds, he created it, put it here. Yeah, so we have to work a little bit to get that stuff all polished up so that it's usable. And his value comes shining through. God is still the one who put it in the earth so that we could mine it out, get it polished up, and trade with it. All the trees on the earth, God owns them. Jesus, who created all of that, owned it all. He owned all the angels. He owned all the evil spirits. He owned every human being. In his nature, his form, he was God, but did not consider that equality with God something to be grasped, held on to, and never let go of. He made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. He gave up his position of superiority in heaven to come to this earth, to be abused by mankind as he taught us how to live in a way that is pleasing to God the Father, the one responsible for mankind's existence being abused by mankind all the way to death on a cross. Verse 9, "Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place." God the Father exalted his Son to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus has regained everything he had given up. And what else did he gain? Now, all his enemies, the evil spirits, evil people, all of his enemies, everything, every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, because he gained the victory. Death could not keep him locked down. The evil spirits couldn't keep him locked down. He gave up his life. He allowed mankind to put him on that cross so that he would die. And when he was ready, he gave up his spirit. Spirit and body reconnected when he was raised from the dead. He ascended. He went back to heaven, where he is seated on the right hand of the throne of his Father, God the Father, in a position of supreme authority, with the only person being in authority over him is his Father. He is in authority over everyone else, everything else. That was his great gain, tremendous gain. But listen, it did not stop there. Notice one of the things that's so important. We're told in Matthew 6 and 33 to seek ye first, above all, first and foremost, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We're told we're to love God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength. Jesus sought the kingdom of God and God's righteousness. Jesus truly loves always his Father, God the Father, with all his heart and soul and mind and strength. So look at this gain that was truly gain for the Lord Jesus. The time is coming when God the Father is going to, has empowered him already, the Lord Jesus, to bring everything to his final end, crushing all his enemies, putting them away, so that life is exactly as they planned it from the beginning. Every tongue will be confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord, but notice, to the glory of God the Father. That, for Jesus Christ, is tremendous gain. Not only what he gains, but what his Father gains as a result. There is greater gain, no matter how much wealth you have, no matter how much influence, there is greater gain. Christ himself, what he has gained is for all eternity. Why don't you gain him so that you can get your reward that will last throughout all eternity?